More clues, more speculation. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There are now at least 10 theories in circulation about what actually happened to Malaysian Air Flight 370. And the speculation has two things in common: frustration and impatience. And the unspoken message behind all the frustration and impatience is, how can it be that we don't have the technology to more accurately track a giant passenger jet? Now, I know that we're not getting all the information because this involves military radar and what it can and can't see. And the last thing a country wants to reveal is that its radar defense is porous enough for a giant aircraft to fly on for hours undetected. And yet, whatever information they're withholding, even that, evidently, wasn't enough, because if it was, one of those search teams would have serendipitously stumbled onto the evidence long before now, right? Keep in mind, the Washington Post has just revealed that the NSA is now able to record every single phone conversation taking place in an entire foreign country and store those conversations for instant playback if needed. So wouldn't it also be possible to do that with airplane transmissions, which are far fewer? Because even if we're spooked by all the surveillance going on these days, I think we find it hard to accept that a plane the size of a 777 can veer off course and just go dark. What's more outrageous in a case like this? That we track too much, or that we track too little? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.